Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 31st, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Genesis chapter 26 and we'll read the first half of that, then Psalm 51, and we'll pick up with Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Now, in Genesis chapter 26, you may be saying, wait a minute, I've heard this story before, because the story of Isaac and Rebekah, when they lie to the men of Abimelech, is very similar to that in Genesis chapter 20, when Abraham and Sarah lie about the fact that they are married and say they're only brother and sister to Abimelech. So it got me thinking, how can it be the same Abimelech? And I was reading in my study Bible that perhaps Abimelech is a dynastic name, meaning it's a name that kings take on for the people of Philistia or the Philistines. So with that, we'll read the first part of Genesis chapter 26. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to your father, Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and will give them all these lands. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and kept my requirements, my commands, my decrees, and my laws." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. When the men of that place asked him about his wife, he said, "She is my sister," because he was afraid to say, "She is my wife." He thought, "The men of this place might kill me on account of Rebekah, because she is beautiful." When Isaac had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked down from a window and saw Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So Abimelech summoned Isaac and said, "She is really your wife. Why did you say, 'She is my sister'?" Isaac answered him, "Because I thought I might lose my life on account of her." Then Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the men might well have slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us." So Abimelech gave orders to all the people, "Anyone who molests this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Isaac planted crops in the land, and the same year reaped 100-fold, because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us." I don't really know what to do with this story other than to point out that if Isaac really believed in the promises of God, he would not have felt like he had to lie about Rebekah and say that she was his sister. If he really believed that God was going to provide, then he could have just been honest, I believe. But isn't it so true that even in the face of God's promises, we often try to make our own way. And so Isaac tries to make his own way, and he tries to do things his way, well, and also Abraham's way. And still, in the midst of his disobedience, in the midst of his lies, the Lord is faithful to his end of the covenant promises, and he is blessed. And this is the beginning of the promise that one day this land will be the covenant land of the Israelites. Our reading from the Psalms today is Psalm 51. In this psalm, David pleads for forgiveness and mercy and cleansing. For the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. And now let's turn over to the book of Mark. Today in Mark, we are in chapter 13, and we'll read verses 1 through 13. As he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones! What magnificent buildings! Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Thanks so much for listening along as we seek to read God's Word daily and be informed by what the Lord has for us in the Scripture. Today is Missions Monday, so we want to be praying alongside Red Mountain Grace, which provides housing for patients receiving long-term medical care at area hospitals. As we pray, we want to pray for healing, for strength, for wisdom, and they've listed lots of other things. So as we pray, I'll just pray through their request. Will you pray with me? Father, we call out to you as healer, and we ask for those who are receiving treatment and are guests with Red Mountain Grace. We ask for strength for their caregivers and wisdom for medical professionals. We pray for relief from the financial stress. They're already under much stress because they're having to come to Birmingham from their homes. We pray for understanding and empathy for the volunteers who work with Red Mountain Grace. We pray for those who support them spiritually and financially and with their time. And we pray especially for those who work with Red Mountain Grace because in this past year they have seen lots of people die and it's been a tough year. And we pray, Lord, for them as they seek to serve more guests and individuals in 2022, that they would have empathy and they would be able to mourn the loss of those whom they love. We don't know all of their needs, Lord, but we do know ultimately that you listen to our prayers and that you are at work in the lives of the people around us. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be at work in Red Mountain Grace. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.